This is Phil Rowe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So the Cambridge Science Centre are back with us this morning to talk about their upcoming STEM Club themed as Science After School. The first six weekly hands-on activity sessions are built around the theme of food, glorious food, as the centre aims to demystify the science behind the food we love to eat. And joining me now in the studios is Mandy Curtis. Very good morning to you, Mandy. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Phil. It's good to be back.
On the show again. Now, your job, apart from being one of the explainers to explain science to children, is to be head of exhibitions.
Yeah.
So it's like the properties master, isn't it, in the theatre, looking after, making sure everything rolls on the stage when it should, which is probably quite a lot of fun. But probably for you means that you have a few headaches every now and again, just trying to source or access the things you want to use, because those props are very important to visualise and explain things to the children.
Yeah, fortunately, I have a very imaginative team. So we managed to track down most of the things we want. And it's more broad than that. It's just to do with the shows and workshops that we deliver on in the centre. It's to do with the exhibits that we have in there. So it's pretty much everything that goes on in the centre. So it's great fun.
So static exhibits away from what we're going to talk about and emphasise and highlight on. But I mean, your centre is open certain afternoons of the week.
It's open. The only day we're not open is Monday.
You've expanded your hours.
During the week, we're open every day, every day except Monday. So Tuesday to Friday, I'm not being very clear on this, we're open during the day for school visits. And then from 3 o'clock till 5:30, we're open to the public. So that's when the STEM Club fits in. It's in one of those sessions.
Clifton Park is where we'll find you, fairly near to the big entertainment centre area down there with a big cinema.
That's
go
right.
Further down Clifton Park towards the end, near to where the Royal Mail sorting office is.
That's right, just past the Royal Mail, yeah.
And you find the Cambridge Science Centre. So that's where it is, folks. Does it mean, well, it must be a fairly obvious thing, that you're working very closely with local village colleges, schools, both in Cambridge and around South Cambridgeshire as well?
Yeah, well, so for the local schools, obviously they can come to us and choose from workshops and shows as well as time on the exhibits. Further afield, we actually go out to them. So our outreach communicators will take a version of the Science Centre out to schools, and we go to Lowestoft, Ipswich, all over.
King's Lynn as well. You have
a
road show. Which hits the road with a white van.
Oh, yeah, white van man.
That's great, because you have all these very mobile objects.
Absolutely,
which
go
into schools. And before the Museum of Technology closed, it's reopening, which is another exciting thing for Cambridge in April.
Mm-hmm.
You had on one Sunday there a sort of a science pop-up, which I went along to see as well. It was in very near to the Scout Hut on Cheddar's Lane.
That's right, yeah.
And there were all sorts of things in there. Some of the listeners of the show before may remember we were talking about astronauts lose.
Yeah.
Centrifugal toilets.
Yeah, we like a bit of toilet science.
Anyway, the toilet humour comes up, but of course it is about engaging children. What age groups really are you targeting to it?
7 to 14 is our key demographic. But that said, we have exhibits and things on gallery that appeal to all ages, from much younger children right up to grandparents. And in fact, that's one of my favourite interactions, is that between young children and their grandparents. You can have such a laugh. And of course, it allows the kids to see their grandparents in a completely different light.
Someone's making a fool of themselves, but for all the right reasons.
In the name of science.
Yeah, Granny gets a little wet or gunged.
Yeah.
I know slime is one of the big aspects. Kids love...
Everyone loves slime.
A bit of goo, a bit of slime, and they get to play with that. So the theme from... Is this a new initiative for you? So these after-school STEM subjects, because that's science, technology...
Engineering
and maths, was the government called. So STEM is the acronym.
Yeah.
Lovely to see science at the start of that acronym, isn't it, as well? So that's the curriculum which has been rolled out into schools across both England, Wales and Scotland, and Northern Ireland, of course, as well. And you've really sort of seized on that.
Mm-hmm.
You're offering these six sessions. They're going to be starting on February, I think, the 28th.
February 8th. The 28th. Yeah, we had a trial STEM club just before Christmas, just to see how it went, and we had a really good take up. And now we are moving forward with a slightly more structured approach. So we've got a bit of a theme for each session, and as you rightly said, this session is themed around food, doing science with food, the science about food, and just working with food.
6 weeks worth of working with food. And Gungi food as well. Slightly Gungi food.
Sometimes.
Maybe food that some children will be going, don't like that. But by the end of the experiment, maybe they will see the food in a whole new light, which is what it's all about, of course, for you. Now, numbers. How many can you accommodate on these sessions?
We'd like to keep it small. We don't want to have a whole classroom full of kids. They get that at school. We want to be a sort of more intimate group. So we're looking at about 15 children. So that does mean, of course, that spaces are limited. So if you're interested, get in quick. Have a look on our website, CambridgeScienceCentre.org. On our homepage, scroll down. There's a picture of some orange slime, which will obviously please you greatly. And that's where you to find out about the STEM Club. And
go to the homepage. We're doing that right now. We're looking at this orange slime, and you'll find next to that, try our new hashtag STEM Club, Science After School, which is, as you found out now from Mandy, is happening from February the 28th. Are there still some places left?
There are still some places, yeah.
After this, I think they may
Hopefully
well...
Hopefully they'll all sell out.
They're all at school at the moment. We often do stuff, wishes for children, but the parents are listening to this and they're keen to this. And hey, this is an idea for half term to take them through as well, beyond half term. Logistics of it as well, Mandy, so they've really just got to get fairly quickly there after school.
Yeah, just turn up. We will be closed to the public, so you've got no fear of people wandering in and out. Just come along and it's not just for the kids that love science. It's for kids who love doing something different, kids who love getting a bit dirty and mucky and playing with stuff. It's open to anyone, and it's a really good introduction to STEM subjects for any kids.
Interaction is fun, and you will engage them that way. I've seen a video which you've got, so go on Facebook as well and look at the Cambridge Science Centre, and Mario who's one of your science, one of the explainers.
Yep.
And he's really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
He's great fun. He's full of life. He's one of our science communicators who is always bouncing around and, just full of life. Talk to people all the time, talk about anything. So, he's one of the people that will be working in the STEM Club. So, yeah.
We'll have to get him in on the show,
I have to say. he would have loved to have come today, but unfortunately he's otherwise engaged.
For next time. Will parents be able to sort of wait in the lobby while the children are doing this?
Well, they can come into the centre and wait, or they can drop their kids off. That's fine too. So
that's the way around. Just looking at the logistics side of the things anyway. So without giving too much away, a little spoiler maybe about what you're going to be doing over those 6 weeks and how you're structuring it. We found out that it's science using food.
Yeah.
So the kids get to try foods.
It's not about eating food. It's right. about doing other stuff with it. And that's why I've brought something in for you today. Now, I know you like me to bring some props with you, and I've brought some interesting stuff in the past. So I thought I'd go back to basics this time, and I've actually got a red cabbage with me.
It's been washed. I asked earlier on if you dug it up from your allotment, Mandy.
No, there's no mud attached, I can promise.
It's nice. It's nice shiny red cabbage. It's one of these, to explain what I see here to the listeners, it's got that deep sort of ruby, deeper than that colour to it. Yeah. It's deeper than scarlet. And it's nice and shiny.
Yeah.
It's a very healthy red cabbage. It's probably come from a supermarket. and it's very much clumped together. So you've got the core, I suppose you call it.
The stem.
The stem part. There we are. The stem part of it. The science, technology, engineering and mathematics part of it.
So it's all in there.
So it's been chopped off from the root there. Well, I have to ask you, why is it here with you, Mandy?
Because we're going to do science with it. We're going to use our red cabbage to look at some other foods, some household objects, some items like cleaning fluid. I think we can actually use a red cabbage to determine whether something is acidic or alkaline.
Ah.
It's a pH indicator.
Yes. Is it a bit like, well, I remember at school we had a... probably a glass conical funnel. We'd have a piece of filter paper. Mm-hmm. Now, did we use methanol in those days? Possibly. And we used to take some grass.
Oh, yeah.
And a pestle and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that's right, because it was chlorophyll we were looking at. So we would grind up some blades of grass with a pestle and mortar. I'd have that little bit of paste in the bottom. Then I think we used to add ethanol. Was it methanol or ethanol? Used to love that as kids. Shouldn't have sniffed it but we did. And this is the old first
year. That explains a lot, Phil.
Yes, so I was about 11. Never got over it, as you can tell. And then I think we pipetted it up, if I remember, and then we dripped it onto the filter paper, and it formed these rings.
Of different colours,
Different colours. Yep.
That's chromatography.
Chromatography.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing in the red cage,
Completely aloof and off a complete tangent. The only thing, I suppose, is the colour.
Yeah.
So we've got this lovely purple iridescent colour with it.
And the beauty of it is...
Are we going to chop it up?
We're not. This was just to show you. Because if I chopped it up, you'd get mess and you'd get all the purple everywhere. And I wouldn't want to do that to your studio. This was just as an introduction to what we're going to be doing. But the colour is the important thing with this. It's a pH indicator. And it changes colour according to what you're mixing it with. So I'm not going to go into it too much, but you can get a full range of different colours from this cabbage according to the pH of the substance you're using with it.
So if I was using something citric, I know that's citric acid, lemon, lime, orange.
Yep.
It's going to go one colour.
It's going to go one way, which I'm not going to reveal.
Yeah. And then if I used an alkali, that would be baking soda.
Yeah, or soap or toothpaste. They're all alkaline and stuff you'll have around the house. Okay, not food, but it's in the household. So.
And it would change to another colour.
A different colour, yeah.
Right before young eyes as well.
So we'll be investigating that as one of our SIM Club sessions.
Yeah. You want to tease us with it, but not tell us.
Oh, I'm not going to give it.
Too much about that. So you've got to get some various ingredients in there.
Yeah.
Some fresh ingredients as well. For the food as well.
Yeah, so that's just one of our STEM Club sessions.
Are you planning for more? We've spoken about the fact that you're doing the Science After School on food, glorious food.
Yeah,
Some towards the summer?
Yeah.
Spring?
Yeah, we'll be doing this food set now. After that, we'll have another set. We're talking about what themes we're going to be using, and they're fairly loose themes, to be fair. They're just to give a teaser. We don't have anything set yet, but we are working on it.
You're the equivalent, really, here in Cambridge of the Faraday Institute in London. I think if you like the Christmas lectures, we all probably remember. Do they televise them anymore?
The Royal Society of Chemistry televised. In fact, we hosted one of the. Not the actual lecture, but we were one of a few science centres that had a live feed, and we had an audience in, so that was really exciting.
Have you helped to advise them as well down there in London?
We haven't yet, but we're here awaiting. We're ready.
You'll know you've really made it when that happens. How big is your team of the science explainers?
We have roughly half a dozen communicators with us at the moment, full and part-time, so, yeah.
And they really are live wires, which is what
absolutely.
You need. I mean, you're looking at Mario, as I say, just a hint again to steer everybody towards, if you're on Facebook and you do Facebook, go to the Cambridge Science Centre there and see Mario explaining what you're going to be doing as a little kind of taster to the next 6 weeks. As I say, that starts on February the 28th. Mm-hmm. There are still places for people, to remind people again.
Yep.
Go to cambridgesciencecentre.org, the website there. 15 very lucky children, hopefully from some of the surrounds and environs around Cambridge rather than just in the city of Cambridge, can come and join you for a lot of fun. Will it be a different science communicator every week with the children, or will you work with just the one?
No, we're working with the same communicators because it's really nice because they can build up a relationship with the kids, get to know them, and it will be Mario. So, so it'll be full of fun and very lively, I can promise you that.
Really cool and a lot of fun. There's a hint if you go online and have a look at Mario there. So just some ideas then, or is it too early to say exactly what the ideas you're playing with for the future, for the spring, for these events after school?
At the moment, we're just concentrating on getting the food stuff and working all that out and getting that up and running, and then as soon as we know we'll let you know.
Mandy, we'll have to have Mario or one of your team
definitely
in again next month sometime.
We'll
cram you in as soon as we can. Bring some props with you.
We've always got something to talk about.
Absolutely, a different topic, a different subject. So we're not that far away from half term, so remember the centre as well is open at half term. Take your kids along. You have a lot of fun in there. Look at some of the static exhibits. In fact, they're not so static, some of them.
No, it's all hands on. It's all about touching and playing with stuff. We've actually, for half term, we've got a brain theme, but I'm sure we'll be talking to you more about that later on in another session.
One for next month.
Yeah, definitely.
sort of get our brains functioning for that one. But some, when I say these are active and interactive, some of these displays are really very hands-on.
Absolutely,
very dynamic as well.
Yeah, you won't ever hear us say, don't touch that. All our exhibits are meant to be touched, to played with. There's something to do, moving them, pressing buttons. Is
It's probably grandma and granddad saying, you know, come on, grandchildren, don't touch that. But of course they are very free to do it. And as you said, grandma and granddad join in as well.
Absolutely,
which is along with mums and dads on half term. Mandy Curtis, thank you very much for coming into Cambridge 105 Radio this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Mandy's from the Cambridge Science Centre here in Cambridge. And go online to find out more about some of the features going on there, the exhibitions they hold, and some of the after-school extracurricular activities in the subject or area of a STEM initiative. Thank you, Mandy.